Harriet, good news here is that there'll be a controlled rollback of the restrictions from
They
mid-February.
just announced that.
Well, they said that's what the plan is because they're going to try and inoculate everyone by the end of Feb.
Everybody's going to be inoculated by end of Feb.
No, they're like clinically vulnerable. You, dog. Get you and the dog done, and we'll be back on
He's
track.
getting
That's all we
his
need.
jab in a couple of weeks, his COVID jab, so we don't need to worry about that.
He's back, is he?
He's back.
I can't believe it. That dog wasn't even alive when COVID started. It's been given priority.
He's never known a world without COVID.
Will he have his own Instagram account at some point?
I don't know. It's up to him. I don't want
I
he
don't
needs
think he should.
I don't post anything unless he approves it.
Oh,
Because
good.
I want him to have control over his social media footprint in case one day if he wants to get a job.
Like Gwyneth
Yeah, exactly. Just like
Paltrow and her kids.
Apple Paltrow.
You're the Gwyneth Paltrow of comedy.
Thank you.
That's not good.
That is very good, actually.
Very
What was her
successful, actually.
thing? What was that candle smell she released? What was it?
Vagina
Vagina.
candle. She's
It
a.
was.
Whatever you say about Gwyneth Paltrow, she's a businesswoman.
I don't, yeah, I
Yeah.
wouldn't.
Okay. It's not a good thing or a bad thing. She is a businesswoman.
Whatever you say about her, she's got a business that a lot of people help her run. So.
Yeah, but she makes a lot of money. I mean, is it fraudulent? Yes.
Is
Is it fraudulent?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
Well, they
goop.
said she got fined because she told people that they should put eggs up their vaginas and that these special like $200 eggs would help your vagina. And then they were like, there is no evidence for the fact
How
that
do they
these
help
things will
your
help your
vagina?
vagina. Just, help it.
Help it do what?
I don't know, just like be happy. Like it was like a happy vagina egg.
Help it
And then
process the
they
fact
were
it's got
like, there
eggs
is
in it.
no proof this makes you happy,
I'm
your
going to look it up.
vagina.
Gwyneth Paltrow
Vagina eggs. Vagina
vagina
eggs.
egg.
I really recommend watching this on the video if anyone is listening, because Sunil looks absurd.
I look great.
It's a puppy.
They paid a
Harriet,
hundred
he's got short hair.
and Yeah.
Did
Trimmed
you
all the
shave
blonde
it?
off. Yeah. New year, new me, innit?
Oh, I didn't even. Harriet didn't even notice until
I'm
now.
sorry, I was so distracted by the scarf.
That's fine.
It's hard for your eyes not to be drawn towards Sunil's scarf.
I think this is now the fourth episode we've done where it's been like this, so. No worries, it's fine.
Sunil, did you notice?
I didn't until you said no, because that's his original haircut.
So, well, yeah, everyone's original haircut is short hair. Yeah,
No, but not
that's what
with the
they're
grey
born with.
streak.
You don't know. I could have been born with a grey streak.
Anyway,
Yeah, you
I've
don't
got the
know.
grey thing as well. I've got the same thing. Anyway, they're still selling vagina eggs for $66 each. They come in a little sack.
So you just put it up
Your
there, and that
they
doesn't smell
harness
of
the.
anything. Is it just an egg?
No, it's jade, so I
Oh, they're
imagine
not
that's.
vagina-scented eggs.
I bet your
That
vagina
you
smell
put
more
on. It's not
like
like an air
vagina.
freshener. You put it in so it smells like a normal vagina.
It says you've got to wash your egg with soap and water, and then after that, you've got to place in hot, i.e., recently boiled water for about 10 minutes. Let it cool. Gently insert the egg into your vagina, like you would a tampon, the slightly larger side of the egg first. Work your pelvic floor and feel the connection with your body by squeezing and releasing the egg. You might begin with a 10 to 15 minute session if comfortable. Build up a practice if it brings joy and well-being to you. N until next, oh, clean your egg after use and before using it again. Keep it on or in a space that is sacred to you or has good vibes. Eggs are
For your
pre-drilled
vagina.
for string add-on. We recommend using unwaxed dental floss.
I think you just feel like a duck. That's the problem. You just feel like you're just laying eggs.
Maybe that's therapeutic. Maybe that's what everyone needs.
Maybe that communicates, like, maybe it grounds you in nature.
We should all
Yeah,
just
feel
try
the
it. We should
connection
try
with
it
your
before the
body.
next episode.
You're just supposed to squeeze and release it out of your vagina. Ships to the UK.
What colours are they?
Well, it's jade.
Does it look
Do they
like
have it in
decorative?
there?
Like, could you like have it on a shelf, or is it?
It looks like a paperweight. Yeah, it's, I think it's quite a nice looking jade egg.
That actually would have been a great Christmas gift.
For who?
I don't know.
Who would what? Would you give your mum a vagina egg?
No, not my mum.
Exactly.
But somebody that's difficult to buy for. Somebody that's got it all. So,
for the woman that has everything, get her an egg to put up a vagina. What's wrong with a real egg?
Well, you should never put up a real egg up your vagina.
Boiled.
Maybe boiled would be okay, but the shell could break and then you might have rotten egg in your vagina.
What about Kinder Surprise?
Ooh.
That would be Cheers. Fun. That would be cream fun,
egg,
actually.
More solid.
No, but there's no toy in a cream. You want a toy.
Yeah, but not if it's been up your vagina.
Toy, it feels very meta. What about a Russian doll up your vagina? Ow!
Sunil Patel, the dog, just bit you.
Yes.
Didn't like the idea of Russian doll.
Not Russian dog. It said Russian dog. Oh, dear.
Well, we could sell our own on the Patreon. We could add a tier, vagina egg tier.
Why is Harriet crying vagina eggs with a picture of our faces on?
I don't want to get sued. She got sued for 145 grand.
No, we won't say it helps. We'll just say stick it up there. Yeah.
We'll say.
Yeah, but
we'll
then if someone sticks it up there and it's like it's not good quality or it does something to someone's vagina, then they'll sue you us.
I think in England they won't bother.
I don't think our Patreons probably won't bother. I think they're too loyal.
And it says item is non-returnable, so they have to keep it. So we probably make an absolute killing.
Yeah, because I don't want any of them back.
Please,
what else is under
stop
the sex and intimacy
back.
Category?
Please stop sending me your used vagina eggs.
Did you ever see that Channel 4 documentary about the sex toy shop based in Bath? It's like the biggest one in the country. It's an online one. And there's someone there who has to deal with all the vibrators that get sent back.
Oh, they send them back.
People send them back. So obviously, if they're completely packaged and unused, there they go. I imagine they get sold on, but often they send them back out of the packaging and you're like, right, we know where that's been.
Yeah, but
she's selling a lot of dildos.
And it's faulty.
She's selling a lot of dildos on her website.
Who? Gwyneth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but what makes
businesswoman, I told you.
But what makes them Gwyneth ones?
They're made by other brands, but she's like it's curated selection of sex toys which look quite
themed.
Nice
Shakespeare in Love themed
collar and lead bondage set. Guess how much that is?
30 quid.
$550. And the subheading says great minds kink alike. Bit of a pun.
That's right, actually.
To think
right.
About summer, when you're getting led around in your collar and lead. What's in the date night box? 265 quid. Think of it as a starter kit for a sexy Saturday night. Use the candle. Yes, that one.
The fanny
to
one.
Set the mood. Silky oil, sensual massage, gourmet chocolate, decadent aphrodisiac, palm size vibrator and clean lube.
Set
the candle on, rub yourself in oil and then fucking wank yourself off.
This is what Sunil's doing in his lockdown. That's what happens when he hasn't got housemates.
How is this date night? It's just vibrators and oil.
Because it's you and the vibrator. That's the date is your vibrator, isn't it?
Oh, the date is you with the vibrator.
Yeah, every night's a date night.
Oh, there's a men's section.
In your basket, are you? There's a men's section.
Pop that in the basket, please. There is, but I just lost it. Where was it?
This is a real. This is a good. Shop. This is a bonus episode because this isn't for kids.
This is not for kids.
It's a grown-up episode.
Where's the lad section? Oh, men. Beauty, wellness.
What do men want?
What do men want? Apparently they want...
Wish I knew, sister.
Lubricant. A roller for back massaging. A yoga mat. Toothpaste. Another yoga mat.
Where's the diffuser?
A singing bowl set.
Oh, God.
An all black electric toothbrush. It goes up your ass. We cut that bit. And then some incense.
No.
No. Not cutting.
Yeah, there's no real sex toys for men here.
Hmm.
Anything can be a sex toy if you try hard enough.
For men and women, I think, yeah. Anything can be a sex toy if you try hard enough.
Yeah,
anyway, I'm just going to quickly find this candle and then we can move on.
Why?
I just want the fucking candle.
You want the candle?
I just want to see it. I just want to see how much it's going for. Smell. It's called This Smells Like My Vagina.
She's the genius, I told you. She's a businesswoman.
It doesn't smell like a vagina because it's made with geranium, bergamot, and cedar.
You don't know.
I guarantee Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina doesn't smell of that stuff unless she's rubbed all that stuff on her and then said, smell my vagina now, like right now, but not later.
Well, this would be a difficult thing to take to court because then they'd say, how do you prove your vagina smells like this? And then the judge would have to smell her vagina. Nobody wants that.
75 quid.
That's actually is not as bad as I thought it would
be.
Yeah,
I assume that would be like 200 quid. Yeah.
I've never understood
bargain
candles as a thing. It like they're expensive.
Really?
And they all right, yeah, they smell all right, but why are they so expensive?
Yes, it is absurd how expensive they can be.
Yeah.
I just get the ones in the supermarket.
Yeah, I just get like a five for one. Yeah.
What,
yeah.
6-pack of wax candles?
Yeah, I like the vanilla.
Oh, right, they smell.
I want everything to smell of vanilla.
But I've been in your house, it doesn't smell of candles.
That is the rudest thing you've ever said to Snow. What is the point?
That wasn't meant to be rude. I'm saying you didn't have any candles.
What does
it
smell of?
Just, it doesn't smell of anything in particular.
Oh, does it smell bad?
She makes an effort for you and you come over and...
I'm not having a go at anyone. I'm just saying it doesn't smell of vanilla.
There's, you know when you go to a house and there's a really distinctive smell?
Every house has a sort of distinctive smell after you've lived in it.
Some have bad smells.
Yeah, whether
it's... childhood when you'd go to a house and you'd be like, this is a stinky house.
This is a dog house or something like that.
Oh my God, now I've got a dog.
You've got a dog house now.
It's a hypoallergenic dog and it's not getting wet and just stinking about the place. But it doesn't... It's not a good or bad thing. It's just like, this is someone's life. That's fine.
You could say it's good.
It's good.
You don't mean that.
Do not burn for more than 2 hours at a time. Imagine wanting to smell that for 2 hours. Like, yeah, anyway. Don't just put the dog in shot to change the subject. He does look like he's having a good time. I like that thing he does with his paws like that. Like he's boxing.
He like swims, yeah.
Yeah. That's because he wants you to put him down. Yeah, he is quite a calm dog, isn't he?
Yeah.
But once he gets his own, like once he allows his personality to develop, he'll turn on you.
Why would you say that?
You are full of insults today.
That wasn't an insult.
From the old lady in the scarf, I'm not sure you should be so cocky. What did everyone do for New Year's?
Elliot, you can go first.
I danced drunk on my own and banged my shin, so then I went to bed.
Oh.
Oh no!
What time did you get to bed?
I don't know, like one.
It was so weird. New Year's was so weird.
What did you do?
Watched Sopranos, got tired by 10 p.m., wanted to go to bed, but then I'm glad I didn't because then all the fireworks went off and that was really nice.
Oh, right.
It's been like, quite nice area to see fireworks, yeah.
Yeah, where were the fireworks?
They were all out the window.
Oh, you mean, did they do the South Bank ones again?
Sadiq did his surprise delay.
Oh, did he?
Surprise display.
Display. I didn't know that.
See them. They didn't have them.
I did see some people walking around near midnight heading towards them.
No, you're not allowed to be near them. That was the whole point. You stay in your home, we'll give you a surprise.
Oh, I missed that.
What did you do?
Got an early night.
Were you really asleep?
No, I went to bed about 1. Didn't know when 12 was happening. I missed it because I was watching YouTube videos about crypto.
Yeah.
You're a bit obsessed.
I was obsessed.
Start the year as you mean to go on, yeah?
I was obsessed. But no, it wasn't. It was. There's nothing to really do, is there? I didn't watch any
crypto.
Up.
Sunil has become one of the biggest crypto investors.
I haven't.
In the last month. So if anyone wants any crypto advice,
hit me up.
You should come to Sunil.
Or don't, because it will. I will lose it all.
We don't know that.
Well, I'm planning on losing it all as a lesson. Imagine if I became a millionaire, then I would offer Harriet £1 million for that dog.
And I'll give it to you, and I'll spend your £1 million.
Yeah, well, I'll have the dog.
Yeah, but then I'll kill you, and I'll get the dog back.
Whoa!
Actually, no, I'll pay someone 10 grand to kill you with my £1 million. That's why I didn't even have my hands dirty.
Yeah, but I'd make a will saying this dog must never go back to Harriet.
I'll pay someone else 3 grand to destroy your will.
3 grand?
It cost me, and I've got a profit.
It'll be online. It'll be in the cloud.
What?
It'll be in the cloud.
I'll bring down the crowd.
Crowd.
What would you do with the dog?
I'd potter around with it.
Yeah, if you'd love him and give him a good home, then for £1 million, I'll take you £1 million.
I'd be very good with a dog, actually.
I think you do really well with a dog. I think you need a dog.
I think you have that calm energy that animals feed off, you know.
Yeah, like leader of the pack sort of energy, sort of alpha.
No, just like you're one of them, or like...
Yeah, like leader.
Or like the couch, because you're so still, or like you're one of them.
Yeah, or like, yeah, like the dog would get on the couch and then say, get off.
Get off.
And you have to sit on the floor or on that little tiny chair.
Yeah.
I haven't used my tiny chair for so long.
Oh, no.
Just worried if I sit in it, I won't be able to get out.
And then one will find you.
Yeah.
I've said before you should have one of those alarm buttons. Have I told you about this? That my grandma has. That if she has a fall, then she presses a button.
Oh, yeah, or like a red cord.
Right.
Going on your tiny chair. And then if you pull it...
My phone has this thing where, like, occasionally it just starts... the siren goes off because I've accidentally pressed the volume button too many times, and that calls emergency services. But I could just get that diverted to you guys.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
Who's your emergency contact, Elliot?
Mine is my mum, but she lives in Derbyshire, so it's not going to be much use if anything happens to me.
Yeah. Maybe you should change it to your flatmate.
No, I don't want that. I'd rather just die.
Yeah, I wonder who I'd have to choose someone near me, I guess. Is that how you're supposed to do it? Someone who's like location.
Someone that actually cares.
Yeah, I guess. I don't really know what it is. Is it the first person who gets told if you've been in an accident? Like, they can't really do anything, can they?
Just put me and I'll deal with it.
No.
I'll deal with it. Look, who's going to be the best in this situation, this emergency situation? Clearly it's me.
But it'll just be like, they'll phone up so you've put down Bobby as yours, so they'll phone Bobby and they'll be like...
No, I put down Sonny.
The dog?
Yeah.
With his phone. What's his phone number? There he is again, yeah. But then they'll just phone up Bobby and be like, this woman's in trouble. Is there anything you can tell us? And he'll be like, she's allergic to peanuts.
Yeah, well, he'll come down, probably. He's not going back to what he's doing.
No, but I assume the emergency number was to be like, is there anything we should know? Like, are they on drugs? You know,
no, it's to alert your next kid.
Yeah, so someone knows you're in hospital.
You need to alert. Somebody needs to know. Yeah.
So how do they do it? Because you're supposed to put it in your phone with someone's name and then ICE after it. But how do they get to your phone?
I think you can...
Oh, my God. That means the rapper Ice Cube must get so many calls. From like people thinking it there, and then he's
Ice.
Like, I'm not their next. I'm the rapper Ice Cube. He must get so annoyed about it.
Yeah, I can imagine he does. You pay attention, please.
I'm sorry, I've got a puppy. It's hard.
So when does the puppy become a dog?
Yeah, what's the cutoff?
Yeah, what's the cutoff? When is he of age? 1 year.
Where he'll come out into society, I think around a year.
Well, like a debutante.
Good lad, I saw him bite that. So I'm looking for something to bite, and then he found it.
He's got his bite in here, but it's very difficult. It's very exhausting. This morning, I slept on the sofa with him. He had diarrhea, and then Isla started vomiting. It's just chaos.
Did he diarrhea onto your top?
No, he's very good. He only did it outside or on his puppy pad. But yeah, Isla did it on the rug.
She vomits all the time.
No, she's got much better since she's on a pure rabbit diet.
She eats pure roast rabbit.
Yeah, and she's an empath. So
she's not an empath, she's a cat.
She's an empath, so she knew that Sunny was upset. And so then she took on his feelings. And so then she vomited.
So you're not an empath.
I
no, because you didn't do the same.
Ow,
But what? How many? You just get rabbits.
You again?
Yeah, he likes to nibble. He's... I'm trying to give him his bone. He thinks my finger is a bone sometimes. Just eat a bone.
Eat the bone.
Yes. So, well, this is. I've told you this before. Remember, it was lamb, and then we're having to cut the lamb twice a week, roast lamb. But now we get a raw rabbit delivered every month.
What? She eats one rabbit a month?
Raw rabbit, yeah. She eats... I mean, probably two a month. It comes in a pouch.
But then what? That's all she eats?
A rabbit. Yeah, she loves it.
But you can. What, she can only get through two rabbits a month?
Well, it's like pouches. It's like a box of...
Oh, right. A box rabbit. Of rabbits.
You don't know how many rabbits is in
You don't know how many rabbits died.
I didn't ask. I think it's multiple rabbits a month. Well,
what kind of rabbits?
Cute rabbits.
What kind of animal are you going to feed, Sonny?
This is the thing. I went into the pet shop.
Guinea pigs.
And they were like, get him a bone because he's like teething, so he needs like things to chew on. And then all the bones were like, I was like, this is a vegetarian's nightmare. She was like, chicken?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, but then you've got, now you've got two animals that are not interested in a vegan lifestyle.
I know, it's very difficult.
One of them's actively trying to eat you.
Yeah, the other one's being sick everywhere.
She said, we've got sushi bites. And I was like, I don't know what that is.
What?
It was just like pretending
for the dog.
Sushi
what, dogs eat sushi?
Is that sushi for dogs?
Sushi's really expensive sushi, for humans.
I know, he's chewing my top. He's not very in control today. He gets a bit overexcited sometimes.
Is he? He seems to still like quite calm, quite focused on biting you.
Yeah, he suddenly become a bit rowdy.
Yeah. Oh. a lot of good feedback about him on social media. A lot of people happy, very happy.
Big fans.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, she's quit.
I think he's being put away. He's being put away, isn't he?
He's a little
the pain. Problem child being put away. He's like...
Sorry, he's being too naughty. He has to learn.
That's good training. That's how they learn.
Yeah.
No, oh, that's him whimpering in the background.
Yeah.
Aww.
Must be quite hard not to respond to whimpering from a puppy.
You have to be strong. This morning when I came down to sleep on the sofa, then he cried because he wanted to come on the sofa, but I stayed strong.
Why isn't he allowed to come onto the sofa?
He is, but you can't respond to the cries. Well, you have to be nearby, but you have to not respond to the cries for the first 10 minutes because then they'll generally stop. And then they learn, crying doesn't get me nowhere, so no point crying.
Is this good practice for having a baby?
I imagine so, but I think everything would be a walk in the park after this. Having a baby is probably very easy, I think.
Well, you've had a cat, now you've got a dog.
Goldfish next.
Goldfish, yeah, goldfish next. And then maybe the big one.
Do you think...
Cow.
Just going back to the premise of the show, do you think this is going to affect your relationship with crying if you have to... If you have a creature whose cries you have to ignore... Because you have to teach it that crying isn't helpful.
To be honest, I
because that seems
I,
like a senile.
That's me clapping because that's a very good question.
Well, I think I'm actually not very fazed by crying because I cry so often, and he cries so often. I'm just like, yeah, being there.
Yeah, you know I invented how fraudulent that. Mate. Your tears. you know
no, that helpful.
Whose tears would you respond to immediately?
Elliot.
If Elliot was crying.
If you cried, Sunil, I think it would break my heart.
It would be too overwhelming. It'd be so
would
weird.
It be too much?
I don't know what I'd do if you cried.
When if I'm just watching a film.
Even that, I just wouldn't know what to do. We've been on such a journey.
What if I was watching The Crown and Prince Charles was at school and I felt sad for him and started crying?
Oh my God, did you cry during the Prince Charles bit?
No.
Because it reminded you of your own school days.
Yeah, this feels like it's opening something now.
No, it didn't remind me of my school days. I didn't go to boarding school.
Can you make yourself cry, like in an actor kind of way?
Yes, I mean, I'm a very good actor.
Can you make yourself cry with your top on?
I can't do anything with my top on anymore. I'm sorry. Every role I get now has to be topless.
He can only tap into emotion if he's got his nips out.
I'll have it written into every contract. Every role, topless, but with a scarf on my head.
And an egg up there. Yeah.
And an egg up my vagina. And you know how I want the set to smell? You already know. No, I think I don't think I'd be able to cry under Mark. I don't know. I've never been asked to do a kind of acting role where I have to cry. I don't know if I'd be able to do that. I mean, I'd just
I
have
had to
do
cry
it.
When I was a paedophile.
I forgot you played a paedophile. Yeah. When did you play a paedophile? What was it in again?
Another paedophile role in Joe Brand's sitcom. Damn.
Who on earth thought you paedophile. Actually, you could be a paedophile. That could be the sneaky thing Podcast. About you. Is that?
Well, that's the thing with me. No one expects
so
it.
So what?
I can get away with
who
it.
Who are you paedophiling?
Like paedophilia. I was a teacher and it was one of my pupils.
I can't see you as a teacher. I can see you as a paedophile.
That's the unbelievable thing. It's not that I'm a paedophile. It's that I'm a teacher.
Well, you barely know where you're going half the time. How can you teach anything?
Pardon?
I can't imagine you being in a position of authority in a school.
No, neither can I.
Absolute madness.
A few minutes in, I'll just be like, look, we just got to get through the next hour. You guys do what you want to do. I'm going to go for a walk.
Ignore my
everybody,
team.
Please calm down.
Yeah, can everyone just calm down?
Amazing. What a role. I need to watch that. Is it available on, is Channel 4? Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that tonight and just immediately broadcast it that you're a paedophile. So you're a paedophile having a relationship with one of your kids?
Yeah.
And how old was it?
Well, it was... Yeah, it's set in a social services. It was one of the head of the social services' son.
You were sleeping with him?
I was sending inappropriate messages.
What kind of messages were you sending him?
Just like sexy messages.
So weird. So weird. So weird that they like that you'd be in that role. But I suppose it's a testament to acting.
Is that the point?
Doesn't that
mean that you are the least paedophile person they saw? Isn't that the point?
Yeah, like, is that what they wanted?
Because it's got to be a shock.
Paedophilia is not always what you think it is.
Exactly. But sometimes you think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you think a paedophile looks like one of us when really it looks like you.
Yeah.
No, imagine that. I suppose there are a lot of like female teachers who sleep with pupils.
Yes. Often.
But that's often, meant to be, that's meant to be, it used to be like the sexy thing, didn't it? And now it's become more of now we're all aware that, no, that's also paedophilia.
Yeah.
Oh, how can that be bad? I'd love that when I
would bloody love that when I was at school.
Yeah.
Would you? Probably, actually, probably would have. Yeah.
No, but it's very much taking advantage.
Yeah.
We don't endorse it. We're not saying.
Why is Eric Craig does not endorse?
No. I was playing a paedophile to point out you can never trust a paedophile.
That wasn't why you were doing it. You were doing
That's
it because it was a job.
That's why I was doing it.
I've taken
a paedophile
this
for money, not for heart.
Well, do go and watch that if you get a chance. I certainly will.
Yeah. It's very difficult being a mother, puppy mother, a working puppy mother.
I think this is why people sometimes have kids, isn't it? It's because it's like, it's just something to do. It's just something to, a responsibility,
I think at the moment,
a purpose.
I feel like having a purpose is good because it does feel quite purposeless.
Yeah, because if you didn't have the puppy, how would you have spent the last 7 days?
Exactly.
What would you have done?
To Bobby, I don't know.
You bought a puppy to not have to talk to your husband too much.
Yeah. We were getting on like so well, and then we got the puppy, and then we do become like two like on like each man for themselves, and then we both like, but I guess that's like normal. But now it's like,
I spoke to Bobby a couple of days ago and he called me because he'd spent so much time together one-on-one that you decided to go for a walk on your own around the park and you just left the house, and he was like, she said that I can't go with her. So we both tracked you on my Find My Friends app.
Invasion of privacy.
It is to make sure you're safe. And it turned out you're outside a cake shop for about 20 minutes, just around the corner. And then you're outside Brockwell Pups again, just staring at other puppies for so long. And that's literally near your house. That's just around the corner from your house, a few steps. And that's all you were doing. And I, because I couldn't imagine in my head you going for a walk. I can't imagine what you look like when you've just gone for a walk on your own. It's just like, what is she? How is she move? How does she move when she's alone? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I have lots of things.
Yeah, you always have loads of bags. But if you've just gone for a walk on your own, what do you do with your hands? Like, where do you put them? And it, like, do you trip over stuff? Or do you, what do you look at? Do you have a smile on your face? I don't get it.
I don't know what I do.
What's your facial expression when you're going for a walk?
Like,
yeah, it's mad. It's mad. just a huge grin. Like, what's this woman doing?
Well, it's nice to know if Harriet goes missing, we know the two places she'll be.
So you just went for a walk around the park?
No, I got Bobby a birthday cake.
Oh, that's what you
And mean. Then went and stared in Brockwell Pups for a bit.
Holding a cake, staring at puppies.
That is such an invasion of my privacy. I couldn't believe it when you sent a picture of you of me standing outside there. That was so rude.
Well, because I was when I was chatting to Bobby, I was like, well, like, where is she? Because, like, what's she doing in the park? Whereabouts is she in the park? And I think you were still in the park, but you were just doing laps, were you?
No, I was trying to find Nutmeg. It was really difficult. It's really
Oh, so the map was wrong. You were, like, on the edge of the park by the road. I thought you were just, like...
I'd find Nutmeg.
It looked like you were just at the edge of the park, staring through the fence from the park to the road. I think you cut out.
Well, we dipped out a bit there.
Harriet, did you cut
out? What I do in my own time is private. Well, yeah, what I'm trying to say is what I do in my own time is private, and... there should be no judgments or intrusions.
It's not judgment, it's genuine.
If I want to stare in the park from the other side of the fence, that's my choice.
Staring out of the park like a caged animal.
But no, I went to five shops trying to find Nutmeg. What, then you should have been concerned that I was trapped in the park. They shut it at dusk.
No, it was, but you were fine.
Anyway, very difficult to find Nutmeg. They only had like whole Nutmegs. Did you know like a nutmeg is like a whole nut?
It's a nutmeg, yeah.
They didn't have the ground nutmeg in this one place. And then, then I listened to this.
Wrong with a whole nutmeg?
Well, Bobby wanted to make eggnog and it was his birthday. So I was trying to find nutmeg, but then I didn't know how to cut up a whole nutmeg
You put it on through a grater. You just grate a little bit on.
Oh, well, like now I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. And there was a woman in the queue for the post office and she was just like talking at this man and she was great. She was like this elderly woman. She was just talking about...
are you trying to get nutmeg in the post office?
Yeah, there were all sorts of things in there. That's where they had lots of places didn't have it, but these ones have big nutmegs.
Okay, all right. So yeah,
she was telling this guy all about how she doesn't trust women and she's got acquaintances, but she'll never let them in her house. But she's got women she knows, she went live in a house. And then I had to buy, I got him this candles, like this three and this five candles, because it was his 35th birthday. And then the man was like, oh, is this for you? 53. So that was rude.
Worst day of your life,
is it? Did you have a mask on, though? You must have had a mask on.
Had it. So I said, and then to Brockwell Pups instead in the window holding a cake.
What a day out. What a day out.
But what's sadder, like doing that or watching that for the whole time?
Well, no, we were worried.
Thank you, Elliot.
I think
it's sadder doing that.
No, sadder to spend your time watching me living a great life.
No, because what we saw you do was just standing outside cake shops and dog shops. Like not even going in, just like being outside them. Just standing there sad and forlorn.
With a manic grin on your face.
Yeah, with a big grin on your face, with your hands out your pockets.
Sometimes I can't work out if I can go in or not. I think that's what happened at the cake shop. I didn't know if I could go in or not. And then because I thought you could only have a certain amount of people, but then I could have got in.
Yeah.
And so then I was standing outside for too long, but also I was looking at the cake.
I ate some sticky toffee pudding that knocked my socks off so hard. I had so much of a sugar rush. I messaged about 10 people just for a chat.
Didn't message me.
No, but I'd already spoken to you.
I'd already spoken to you about it.
No, well, I've got to save. We can't have chats because we have to save it for the podcast.
Yeah, we mustn't talk outside of this.
We mustn't talk outside of this because then we'll have nothing to talk about in the podcast.
Only professional, purely.
Yeah, that's why I talk to Bobby more than I talk to you now.
That's because Bobby steals all my friends. He's friendly.
Who else has he stolen?
Worms his way in. Johnny Pelham worms his way in.
He hasn't stolen any of your Canterbury friends, though.
No.
They're not interested at all.
They're unstealable. They're loyal.
Very loyal.
Yeah, they're loyal. I think I have to go.
Has he been diarrhoeaing?
Is he pooping?
A bit worried.
Yeah.
Making a bit of a racket.
Don't worry. That's we can wrap it up there.
In the corner.
I guess
having diarrhea.
Snorl Patel the dog is spraying diarrhoea.
Pooping everywhere. Okay.
So Q&A wise, guys, I guess send us your questions.
Yeah, send them in.
If you're part of that Patreon
particularly
level.
Particularly any puppy questions. Anyone wants to know any puppy questions?
Absolutely.
Any hints and tips on how to raise a puppy?
Oh, that would be useful. How to make him strong.
I'm sure that it's transferable, the skills.
If you've just
had a baby and you've got any questions, let me know.
Or how to make a puppy all like jacked and ripped on protein powder and stuff, let us know.
Yeah.
We do that.
Best things to feed a puppy. But thank you for listening. And we'll be back soon.
Thanks, everyone. We love
you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.